Mondas podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mondas podcast with me and Todd. Hope you're good. Tonight or today or whenever you're going to be listening to it, I'm going to be talking about the wilderness years. Basically, I've been listening to back episodes of the Blue Box podcast and kind of got us thinking all about the wilderness years of Doctor Who. And I think I might have done a podcast ages ago about this, but thought refresh any new listeners and just for me as well, you know, and just basically about what I think about Doctor Who. Yes, so obviously Doctor Who went off in 1989 with Survival, and at the age of round about 7, it was a bit of a blow, you know, and so. Around that time, I had the first ever VHS I got bought was the Peter Cushing first Daleks film, and I was confused where Peter Cushing fell into the whole kind of which incarnation was he, you know? But obviously started getting the VHSs and stuff in the early 90s, and I didn't actually watch it on it was a B Sky B. I didn't have that anything at that point, so. The first sort of, I got like old VHSs like Death of the Daleks and stuff like that. And then I remember watching in 1993, we had some repeats. I remember going to play football on a Sunday morning and the Green Death being on. And I taped that on a VHS. And there was a few other kind of episodes that were putting around that time. Obviously we had the Dark Dimension was going to be on in 1993 as well. Since read up about that. But and we got... Dimensions in Time. Oh yeah, Dimensions in Time. That thing, 2 7-minute episodes in on the EastEnders set. Well. It was nice to see, to be honest with you, at the time it was just nice to see some Doctor Who for me. Considering I was like 11, so I was just there happy for anything. But yeah, it was rubbish. Nicola Bryant was in it. That was a bit cheeky bonus. But yeah, I know this was the first time I've ever heard they use the term menagerie. As well, so I was quite impressed I could add that to my words. But with a tetrap hanging outside the Queen Vic as well, yeah. New adventures as well. Started getting the new adventures. I still have some now. I've found some online as well in PDF form. But remember, particularly the Time Rime Exodus. That was a really good book. Set when Germany had won the World War. That was really interesting. And Blood Heat, which we had, I remember had Silurians in as well. Some interesting ones. Really kind of like pushing the parameters of what New Who could have been like. You know, I've since listened to the Big Finish plays, which are apparently going to be what originally intended for the. The next season of Doctor Who, and with Rain and whatnot. But it was interesting where the new adventures went with it. And then I started getting into stuff like Downtime and stuff like that, because you had BBV as well. So I used to go to Forbidden Planet and get the Stranger videos. They were interesting, and they had like Colin Baker in and stuff like that, and Nicola Bryant. And then you had A-Zone Solution as well. They were mentioned on Blue Box podcast as well about the wilderness years. And yeah, A-Zone Solution was pretty good. And that was, I'm trying to think what the sequel was called. There was a follow-up. It will come to me at some point. It came at my head and then went there. But anyway, Zero Imperative, that was the boy, yeah. It was just good to see the old doctors in it, really, you know. And... Shake Down and Downtime and stuff like that. It was just good to see kind of old baddies and stuff in it. And then we obviously in I think it was around the mid-90s, we also had Paradise of Death as well, which was bizarrely transmitted on Radio 5 before they went all sport. And the sequel as well, Ghost of Endspace. Still got them as well. I like them. I like Pertwee anyway, but it was good to hear Sarah Jane and Pertwee. Not so sure of the annoying friend, the posh guy, but it was good. I mean, it was some good stuff. But yeah, it was a strange time. There's lots of different stuff coming out, you know, for Doctor Who, especially kind of unofficial stuff. And then obviously in 1996 we had the movie, didn't we? Yeah, I remember going and ordering it from Forbidden Planet Newcastle and actually getting it bizarrely before it got transmitted. So I got it before it got transmitted and then watched it as well on the bank holiday. And it's a bit all over the place. Some nice elements to it. Paul McGann's brilliant in it, but yeah, the story's a little bit rubbish. Not quite knowing what it's supposed to be doing, I don't think. Who knows what would have happened if there had been a full series. That would be interesting. But alas, nothing did happen. So we had kind of the BBC trying to experiment with I think it was like web episodes of stuff, and you had but they didn't really go anywhere. I think one was I can't remember the title of it, but it had Rich D. Grant in and stuff like that. So a few kind of experiments for stuff before obviously came back in 2005 properly. But you know, it's always interesting reading old talk and novels and missing adventures like they were in the 90s and the new adventures and stuff, just seeing different takes on stuff. And I did actually have the Doctor Who computer game with Anthony Ainley's last appearance. That was, well, I remember that was the highlight, Anthony Ainley. There wasn't really that much of any interest in it. That's one thing Doctor Who's never really done very well, computer games. I always thought that was because I had the X-Files game in the 90s, which had about 12 discs in it as well. That was quite a lot of clicking to be done in that, but yeah. Yeah, so basically the wilderness years were tough, and it wasn't easy, and it's hard to keep your enthusiasm for a programme. But for me, it was discovering all the episodes that had gone before, so it was pretty impressive, you know. They used to release VHSs called like the Colin Baker years and stuff like that, and it would be like a best of talking about the eras and stuff like that. And don't say that was a really short VHS, because it was actually quite a long VHS. It wasn't like 10 minutes long. Yeah, so it was an interesting take on stuff, because I could basically just go back and find stuff like the Mind Robber and stuff like that, you know, and seeing the Autons for the first time and stuff. It was exciting. So I just thought I'd share that Wilderness Years ramble with you. And if you want to chat, at IanTodd82 on Twitter, and I'll be back soon. Take care. Bye.
My best podcast.